Hey, wonderful. Well, good morning and welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. This morning, we are going to do two psalms, Psalm 108 and 109. Couldn't connect to the internet last night. Sorry about that. So why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word.
You ready to have some coffee?
All right, coffee. Coffee done. Let's pray.
You ready to pray?
All right. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your word. Father, we pray that as we read your word, you might bless us and care for us, watch over us, and let us understand it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Psalm 108 and Psalm 109. You ready to pray? A song, a psalm of David. O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp, I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me.
You want to read verses 7 through 9?
God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem. And measure the valley of Succoth.
Succoth, yeah.
Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim is also the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will triumph.
Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God, who cast us off? And you, O God, who did not go out with our armies, give us help from trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. What do you think this is? Oh, sorry about that. What do you think this is talking about, Deborah? What is this about?
It's
come over here so they can hear you.
It's David saying that he'll rejoice in God, he'll divide Shechem and measure out the very valley of Succoth.
That's right.
He's saying Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim's is also the helmet for my head.
Yeah, well, that's what God said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, verse 7, that's what God said.
Judah is my lawgiver, mm-hmm. Moab is my washpot.
That's right. Are all of them the Lord's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of them are God's. And so is he asking God to go out with the army?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Okay, ready to do 109? Okay, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. Do not keep silent, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they shall reward me evil for good and hatred for my love.
Set a wicked man over him. Let an accuser stand at his right hand. He is judged. Let them be found guilty. And let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few. And let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless as his wife a widow. Let his children tend
Continually.
Will you be vagabonds?
That's right, vagabonds.
And beg. Let them seek their bread also from their desolate places. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers plunder his labor. Nor
let there be none.
Let there be none to extend mercy to him. Nor let there be any favor to his fatherless children.
Oh boy, he's asking for God to ruin his family, isn't he? Let his prosperity be cut off, and the generations following, let their names be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered before the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Bless you. Let them be continually before the Lord, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because he did not remember to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loves cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with a cursing as a garment, so let it enter his body like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be to him like the garment which covers him, and for a belt with which he girds himself continually. Let this be the Lord's reward to my accusers and to those who spoke evil against my person. Oh boy, does this guy sound like he's a good guy?
No.
No. Why is the psalmist praying for these things, these bad things to happen to him?
To who?
To his enemy. Is his enemy a righteous guy?
No.
Or is he an evil guy?
Evil guy.
That's right. You want to read verse 21 through 25?
21 through 25?
Mm-hmm. But you.
But you, O God, the Lord, deal with me for your name's sake. Because your mercy is good, deliver me. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow when it lengthens. I am shaken off like a locust. My knees are weak through fasting. My flesh is feeble from the lack of fatness. I also have become a reproach to them. When they look at me, they shake their heads.
Help me, O Lord my God. O save me according to your mercy, that they may know that it is your hand, that you, Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but you bless. When they arise, let them be ashamed, but let your servant rejoice. Let my accusers be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own disgrace as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yes, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those who condemn him. Well, that was a really long one. Why don't we go ahead and pray for today? You guys ready? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much that we know that you hear us in our distress. Lord, we pray that you might care for us, that you might remember us in your mercy, and that you would bless us. Thank you for this time in your word, even with hard things, with psalms with imprecatory psalms, difficult psalms. Lord, but we pray that you would remember us in your mercy and that you might be with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May he fill you with joy and peace. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.